You're listening to The Bob Duco Show. Continuing our discussion with Jenny Dent Brandt. She is the daughter of Harry Dent. Of course, Harry Dent, who's worked as an advisor for a lot of presidents, Presidents Ford, Reagan, Bush the First, of course, most often with Richard Nixon during the whole Watergate time, of course, and during the whole Southern Strategy issue that we just talked about. And Jenny's written a book entitled Finding True Freedom, From the White House to the World. And it talks a lot about her relationship with her father. And, you know, Jenny, about the Watergate issue, you talk pretty openly about that as well in your book. And did you and your dad ever have discussions about the whole Watergate issue, you know, how much he knew? And he testified, of course, he didn't go to prison in this, but what level of involvement he may have had or had knowledge of, at least in all of the Watergate mess. How much did he talk about that openly with you?
He talked about it very openly with me because in March of about 1972, ABC News with Sam Donaldson broke the news that my father and Chuck Colson had ordered the Watergate break-in. So he had to come home and explain to his daughter, you know, what was going on and what was true and what was not true. And he said, "I promise you, honey, that is not true. I don't even know anything about Watergate." But I do remember him also coming home, and it's a very poignant scene in my book, where he tried to prepare me that the Nixon administration is going down, that he knows nothing about Watergate. And honestly, all the records will back now that he did not. Mm-hmm. However, that he might go down with the ship. And I, at the time, was 16 years old, and I was taking on more responsibilities at home because Watergate, before Watergate hit, my mother was already sinking into a depression, and my father was leaving the White House in order to put his wife first and to get her back on her feet. Mm-hmm. So he didn't know about Watergate because when they planned the meeting, he was not there, number one. He was in Columbia. Number two, he was leaving the White House at a time, the inner circle of the White House, to save his wife and put his family back together because politics can really wear and tear on a family. He was hardly ever home. So he was busy putting his family back together. And then the Watergate crisis came on top of that. So I was, as a family member, his confidant during the Watergate crisis, and he kept assuring me, "I don't know anything about this." And people in the White House would also tell you, no, he didn't know anything about it. But because he was the political strategist, they tried to connect him with it because they figured he would be the most likely person to be involved and know everything about it.
Hmm. And, of course, with Richard Nixon, the issue with Nixon is not that he ordered the break-in, but that when he became aware of the break-in, then rather than doing the right thing, of course, there was the attempt of covering up. Let's sweep this under the rug, and so maybe nobody will know about it, the break-in at the Watergate Hotel. What was your dad's view of Richard Nixon? Did he like him? Did his respect for him go down? Did he believe him? Did he think he was being railroaded? What was his general take of Richard Nixon?
He admired him greatly, and he did not believe that he was guilty at first or connected to Watergate, but he did go to Richard Nixon at Camp David and tell him, "This Watergate thing is coming uncorked. You need to come forth, find out who's done what, and ask the forgiveness of the people of this nation, and with your popularity after that second landslide election, I believe they will forgive you." Mm-hmm. But Richard Nixon did not listen to my dad's advice.
You know, it's interesting because I think you're right. I think about the time when Ronald Reagan was in office and there was the arms for hostages deal that was being discussed and whether rather certain funds were being diverted for the purpose of the Contras. That whole issue, the Iran-Contra affair. And I remember Richard Nixon going on television and saying, "I told you 2 weeks ago that I didn't know anything, that this was absolutely not going on, and it turns out that it was, and I did not know about it, but, you know, kind of the buck stops here thing, and so I'm coming to you, and I'm coming clean," and that type of thing. And for the most part, Americans understood that. And so maybe if Richard Nixon would have gone on television and said, "Look, I certainly didn't order the break-in, and but the fact is, this is what happened, and it was wrong, and I should have spoken up sooner, and I didn't, and I'm sorry." I think you're probably right, that they probably would have forgiven him more than kind of the defiant stance that he took.
Right. And, you know, he eventually did make some confession during the David Frost interviews. It just is a shame that that did not come sooner.
Right. Well, and Nixon, I don't know that he's ever going to be rehabilitated in history. There's part of me that thought, well, maybe he'll somewhat get rehabilitated because of him opening up China and things like that. But it just seems like the Watergate issue combined with his resignation, that ends up becoming the overriding thing. And I'm not sure that he's ever going to be able to recover that, even from future historians.
I think if you read my book carefully, though, you will see what Richard Nixon did for this country. Oh, he made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But he did do some very important things for this country. He turned the Supreme Court. He got four conservatives appointed to the Supreme Court.
Right.
He did complete the desegregation of the South successfully. He brought our Vietnam soldiers home from a war and ended the war that he himself did not start.
Right.
So he did do things for this country, and I think people have forgotten. And I'm the first to say that, yes, he made some mistakes. He considered himself as a president to be above the law, and no president should do that. I'm afraid they continue to do that today sometimes, but they should not. No man or woman is above the law or beneath the law in this country.
Sure.
And that's the beauty of our Constitution and our laws. And I think when people get into power, they tend to do things sometimes that they should not do because they're in a powerful position, and we have to hold them accountable for that.
Right. Well, and I know this is grossly politically incorrect, but I've always felt kind of bad for Richard Nixon because I don't think that he's been treated fairly in history. I agree with you. I think he's done a lot of really good things for America, and this Watergate thing was a really stupid thing. And I don't want to just dismiss it as all as a nickel and dime break in, but really at the end of the day, you had some people that were trying to, some Republican operatives that wanted to try to find out what the Democratic Party strategy was. So, hey, let's sneak into their hotel room at the Watergate Hotel in the middle of the night and see if we can find what some of their tactics and strategies are so we could try to. That's a wrong thing to do. You don't do that. And when Nixon became aware of it, yes, he needed to say, you're fired, and we're shining the light of day on this, rather than going, well, that's okay, we'll sweep it under the rug, I'm the president, I'll let it slide. You know, so that's where he was wrong. But for that to now turn him into the perception of this is the criminal, crooked president, I think that that's really just a gross distortion of who he was. And I think it's a shame. I feel bad for the Nixon family because, as I said before, I don't think he's going to be able to overcome that in the history books, and I don't think he is getting a fair shake in the totality of his presidency.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But then again, we have to learn from history.
Right.
Again, as my dad and I learned, no man is above the law in this country. And when people get into political office, whether governorships or senator positions or presidential positions, we must, as a people, hold them accountable that they are one of us, elected by us, and they are accountable to that law just as much as we are.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. Hang on just a second. We'll spend our last few minutes together next and talk about your father's faith in Christ. More with Jenny Dent Brandt, the daughter of Harry Dent, who, of course, many of you remember that name from the whole Southern strategy. A lot of people consider him to be the architect of the Southern strategy. I know that's a debatable thing, certainly. He was there with Nixon during the whole Watergate years and everything else. And the book is entitled Finding True Freedom. It's from CLC Publications. You're listening to The Bob Duco Show.